This week on Video Death Loop.
You got to frank it up, frank it up, frank it up.
Plus, what do you keep in a back pocket? Hey everybody, welcome to Video Death Loop, the podcast where we watch a short video clip on loop until we just can't take it anymore. I'm your host, Aaron Littleton. With me is your co-host, John Hurst. Hello, John.
Hello. I really appreciate the Shatnerisms kind of going in through there. Like it's that cold. I feel like when the weather gets cold and like you need to warm up in some way, the William Shatner comes out in everyone.
Shatners are like the whatever. I don't want to say warm-blooded, right? Because warm-blooded creatures can kind of work in all environments, like all seasons of all environments. I mean, you might get cold and freeze and die or whatever, but you can technically work in them. Yeah. Like your body can function. Because cold-blooded creatures, they like just sort of, I don't know what you call it when cold-blooded creatures stop working in the winter. They go
it's
to
like,
sleep.
Like
they
a
hibernate. They just kind of freeze, but good.
Is it like iguanas in Florida when it gets a little bit cold, they fall out of the trees?
Yeah, so it's like, I mean, it's like a snake, right? Like a snake's not going to be snaking around a lot during wintertime because my very rudimentary understanding of this is they don't particularly create their own body heat. So when it gets cold, they just kind of like stop. They stop going. Snake is on pause for a month or two.
Same, really, honestly. But
it's what I'm talking about would be the opposite of cold-blooded, right? Mm-hmm. And again, it's not warm-blooded. It's something else. It's something
oil-blooded.
Oil
blood. No, it's a boil. Like you're boiling a pot of water.
Oh, boiling. Boil-blooded. Boil-blooded. Okay, they're boil-blooded.
You cook ramen in that blood.
And they're the opposite of cold-blooded, where they only work when it's cold. When it gets too hot, then because they're boiling, their blood temperature is 1 degree below boiling. Mm-hmm. All of their blood evaporates. And then, I mean, I guess it's just evaporated, though. It's still an enclosed system. It's not like their blood starts, sort of like plumes of it comes out of their nose and eyes and mouth and ears and they die. They just, their blood becomes, you know, air blood.
Gets a bit like a bit of steamy blood in your system.
Yeah, and they stop working. So they have to wait until freezing. They start working at freezing. Mm-hmm. And that's when their blood becomes liquid again. And that is what the Shatners are. To get back to your original point of wintertime making the Shatners come out, it is because they are boil-blooded.
Okay, all right.
And during the summer, their blood is vapor. I wonder what the boiling point of blood is now that we've brought this up. I don't know it. Do you know?
Me neither. I would be worried if I knew it, I'll be honest.
Let me ask you, John. Do you know the boiling point of water in Fahrenheit? Okay, I know you know it in Celsius.
I mean, it's 100 degrees in Celsius, but
yeah, I know. That's why I had to jump in because I was about to say, I know that. It's 100 degrees Celsius.
I mean,
it's not 100 Celsius.
I don't need to know that. We live in a metric society, right, Aaron? We don't have to worry about imperial numbers like that. Why would I have to learn that?
I'm just, you know, there's no reason to, but I'm just asking. I'm just asking, what is the boiling point of water? It's very simple. I mean, you know the freezing point of water, I promise you.
Yeah, like, you know, 32, 33.
I love the fucking hedge there.
water barely freezes down here, man.
I love the hedge. I love the hedge. You're like, I'm pretty sure. If you had to lean to 32 or 33 as the freezing point of water. What would you lean toward?
I mean, I'll be 32.
You got it.
Okay. No. All right, good.
Yes.
I mean, like, how many times have you been out? It's like it's like 39 degrees and like snow and like things are frozen on the ground. It's like, what the hell?
Yeah.
What the hell weather? That's kind of that's where I'm hedging on that.
Okay. All right. Okay. I was so amused at the idea of like 32, 33. That's really good. That was really good. I mean, that was an honest moment right there.
You may like I had like I'm feeling like I failed every science class in all science classes have been failed. I have to go retake sixth grade now, basically, from that.
Okay.
I guess alone.
That's fine. I think sixth grade is a little late to be learning the freezing point. I guess it's just we know the freezing point, but we don't know the boiling point off the top of our heads, because the temperatures that we live in, that we sort of like ruminate in, that we stew in, does never get to the boiling point very often in our neck of the woods.
Hmm.
It's like 212.
There's a confidence I didn't have with the freezing point, so I'm going to go with that, honestly.
I think it's 212.
It
is 212. I am nice. So good. That is what Google said. Unless Google's listening to me right now and processing everything I say in AI and making me want to feel smart and thus have a positive experience with Google and thus remember to Google instead of Bing, and I should have fucking Binged it.
It's not Bing, it's Copilot. Copilot's getting in on Bing's territory.
Is it really? You can still go to Bing.com.
Yeah, but I think they Microsoft.
It still
says
Microsoft Bing up top. We riot. Video Death Loop and all of the Video Death Loop listeners out there riot if they rename Bing. I'm sorry. Mm. I'm sorry. There's very few calls to action on Video Death Loop. It's sort of like don't eat lettuce, and then also if you rename Bing, we're coming for you.
Right. Yeah. Like romaine lettuce specifically on that. Iceberg is okay.
Iceberg is okay.
Yeah. It's also, I would also say Iceberg is not really good. It's just like, it's just there. Iceberg is there for you, but
it's there for you, right? It's there for you. It's there and it's there for you.
But yeah, with like Celsius to Fahrenheit, it's like, you got to do like weird, like fraction math, like 9/5 and then add like, you know, 32 above that and get your number. So it's like, every time I'm thinking about it, it's like, no, I'm probably going to be like 30 degrees off somehow. So I never try.
Yeah, I'm not a Celsius man. I'm sorry. Someone should have taught it to me in a real repetitive way much earlier in my life if that was going to be a thing, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Before we move on and watch our video, I do kind of want to know the boiling point of blood. And do you have any guess on what the boiling point of blood is?
Oh, man. I would say it's higher than water. It's got, you know, blood's got other things in it.
It does. Blood does have other things in it.
It's all melty, a little bit of melty blood.
Yeah, it does. Can you think of anything that has a freezing point lower than water?
Lower than water. Imagine like some of the heavier elements, maybe like some of the like off the top of my head. No, but
yeah, I can't either. And that's what I was trying to think. Like, is water what it is? Is that like the lowest freezing point of all? I mean, I guess presumably. I don't think anything on Earth, because we don't find shit, man. Would you say that a rock has a higher freezing point, right? Because the freezing point is just the point where matter turns into a solid. So rock has a higher thing. So it would have to be something that's liquid when water is frozen. That would have
a
lower boiling point. So like alcohol?
I mean, Yeah, potentially. Like anything like your antifreeze kind of like would probably have a lower melting, like freezing point than water.
For fucking sure, your antifreeze.
Yeah. Nitrogen, like, you know, it's like some of the gases that get like get really good and liquidly at low at low temperatures.
Yeah. Yeah, I think those are all great answers. So, John, now we are going to look up the boiling point of blood. Okay. We think it's higher, we think.
I'm going to go higher. By the way, we're a fantastic science podcast. I'm glad that everyone's listening to us.
We have accurate science knowledge. We're a podcast about how dumb we are. And science is just one of the many avenues we use to prove how dumb we are. So the boiling point of blood is, drum roll please.
Okay.
It's the same. It's the same as water.
Bullshit.
At least that's what Bing says. It says 100 degrees Celsius.
You know, Bing's getting on the, like, they got infected with that Copilot stuff. Maybe they.
What if I click deep search?
Click on deep search. I need to know what.
It says it might take 30 seconds for deep search to
The
boiling point of blood.
The modem era.
It is also, deep search is also saying that blood boils at 212 degrees Fahrenheit or 100 degrees Celsius.
What if we go to the dark web? Like with the dark web, like what
you
they,
gotta
what
go to
do
an onion site.
Blood? Yeah, blood.onion.
Yeah, blood, boiling, blood.onion/boiling point. Man, I bet blood.onion's a fucking good website.
Oh, I bet it's like... It is probably the most primo site, and you will definitely get arrested for going to it.
Yeah, I have no idea what. I'm not low key trying to suggest whatever blood. I'm not promoting whatever filth is on blood.onion. I'm just saying if it's not an awesome website, then it fucking should be, because
it's
got to
have like
awesome.
A real. Really cool logo with like someone squeezing an onion and blood dripping off of
it.
That's
blood
cool.
Dripping out of it.
Yeah.
So good. Anyway, we do have a thing we do on this podcast. We watch a video on loop and we just keep watching it until we can't take it anymore. And so as the host this week, I have selected the video. John is the co-host, and he does not know what the video is. And we're going to watch said video in 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, let's see what you have for me here. The commercial, it's a hot sauce commercial.
Yep, it is a commercial for hot sauce. In case your sauce isn't hot enough. You gotta frank it up is what it says.
The culmination of this commercial is that someone's trying to eat something and it doesn't have hot sauce on it, and so people are denying them the possibility of food because you have not plastered it with hot sauce on it.
Exactly.
But the it gets to the point where the most rude of them all. Like he buys a hot dog and the dude next to him just pokes his finger through the bun to where the hot dog gets like poked out of it, which is a very funny motion, but it's gross.
The thing that stands out to me, the hot dog poking out is like, it's the correct time to put it in the commercial. It is it's the climax. Nothing is worse than that. But the thing that really I can't get past is the hot dog seems to be wrapped in a piece of white bread instead of a hot dog bun.
That looks like a hot dog bun, like when I'm looking at it, like at the end there.
Yeah.
It just looks like it's I don't think it's a very good put together hot dog bun. I think it's what it is.
So you just think it's a failure of a hot dog? It depends on the angle that I'm seeing this hot dog bun. On the close up shot.
Oh wait, I see what you mean now.
When
okay.
we see the guy's finger pushing the hot dog out, there's so much bread instead of crust on that side.
Okay, yeah, like you, until you pointed it out, the. on the first take. It does look like it's a different take. It's a different hot dog bun. So which implies that when he lost his hot dog and got a new hot dog, unless he went to the 5 second rule, picked up the hot dog, put it back on his plate and ate it after he put hot sauce on it, we assume that's a new hot dog and a hot dog bun.
I get, okay, yeah, I'll get that. Yes. The second hot dog picture, I believe you, your logic is sound in that it is almost certainly a second hot dog. He hasn't recovered the ground dog.
Right.
He's buying this hot dog from a hot dog stand, I guess. Mm-hmm. He just sells hot dogs.
Yeah.
If I went and purchased a hot dog out from someone, it has to have a real ass bun. It can't come on a piece of white bread. I don't care how good that white bread is. It just can't happen.
Ooh, yeah. No, that looks like, yeah, you're right. That does look like just like straight up bread. Maybe the point of this commercial seems to be that it's like, okay, we need to show that like this guy is not normal. He is not normal. He doesn't put red hot sauce on everything. He is a freak of nature. Like he eats it without anything on it, and therefore he must be shunned by society on there. Maybe that's part of the snapshot of this person here. It's like he didn't ask for a bun. Maybe he asked for like a piece of white bread, and why they supplied that to him, I'm not sure, but
I mean, the hot dog vendor should not even have white bread in the vendor cart, in the hot dog cart. Shouldn't even be there. It's not a cart, and it's also not quite a food truck, though, is it?
Right, right. So he has a little bit more room. Maybe, did he bring his own white bread? Did he just ask for a hot dog?
He does. I'm willing to entertain this because I think in the background of the hot dog vendor, when we see inside the cart of the hot dog vendor, we see a basket with hot dog buns in them, like real hot dog buns. So okay, this guy has somewhere secreted away on his body, on his person somewhere, white bread, just in case he's showing up and the guy selling him a hot dog doesn't have white bread, which should be all of them. It should be every single one of them.
Right, right. Yeah, there is in the background, there's just a basket of open air hot dog buns just hanging out there waiting for all the germs. But
yeah, this man, I mean, the least of his sins is that he does not put Frank's Red Hot on enough stuff. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
The greatest of his sins is that he has squirreled away on his body somewhere white bread specifically for hot dogs. And he doesn't have a bag. I don't see like a big plastic container. He doesn't have a loaf of bread. He has a few slices of just raw ass bread, probably in his back pocket. If I was going to carry around a piece of raw ass white bread, it would be in my back pocket. This guy, boy, no wonder the dog hits him.
Yeah, I actually like death to the death penalty with this person. Actually, at this point, I don't like society has failed him, but he is beyond redemption.
Everyone around him, though, they're more interested in getting him to eat hot sauce on his like butt sweat white bread hot dog than getting him to use a bun. And that's clearly not right either. That's the same society that failed him.
Right, right. I mean, it's kind of the build up from that. Like you have reactions to society, and society, like you try to apply. It's like, what if I change things? What if I bring my own white bread in my pocket and bring it with me? Maybe I can make society for the better. And society is just not having it. It's just a feedback loop.
So it is. So your suggestion is that he is bereft of good ideas. He's just trying to change society in any way possible. He's just adopting chaos into his life, and the most easily exploitable of these like ideas is just to carry white bread with him for hot dogs. And like maybe the next day he comes up with something else that isn't normal in society that he's trying to change it. Just change. It doesn't have to be good change. It just can't keep being the way that it is for this guy.
Right. What if he's had Frank's Red Hot Sauce his entire life? Everyone puts it on everything. They tell him like that, like, and they're like having it on there. Well, it's like, what if we do a change here? What if we just change it up? What if we just taste vanilla? We just taste stuff without hot sauce on it for a while. He's trying to make that statement, and everyone is against him on it. It's like, no, you're like, how dare you? You are, yeah.
The person that slaps the pizza out of his hand, like the second he walks onto the street, is. Like they spied him from quite a distance away and acted quickly to fix his issue with the non-hot sauce issue.
Maybe it's kind of a thing. It's like, hey, you don't smell of hot sauce. What's wrong with you? Where's your hot sauce? You don't keep Frank's Red Hot Sauce on your person all the time. Why do you have bread in your hot sauce pocket?
That's it. It's the back pocket. That's the key. Is that that's why he carries the bread, is because that's where everyone else keeps the hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
That's his, I mean, the next day he's got to put something else in there. And it could be, it's just got to be uncomfortable to have a hot sauce bottle in your back pocket. What if you have to sit down? Are all these people deeply uncomfortable every time they sit down?
That's a good question. Maybe it's like kind of like people put their wallets in their back pocket and sit down on them. Maybe they just get used to it like that.
I mean, I'm certain they would get used to it. But it only takes just a little bit. Someone to be like, isn't that uncomfortable? And you're like, actually, yes. This thing that I've done my entire life is uncomfortable. I need to stop this.
Mm-hmm.
And you a wallet in the back. Back pocket kind of guy, you wallet in the front pocket kind of guy.
I'm a front pocket wallet.
I'm a front pocket wallet man too.
Ah, good. Okay, I feel better knowing that actually, because I felt like I was just very weird for it. I just never like just felt uncomfortable. It's like, yeah, I'm just gonna put the front with
the
me
fact
here.
That I also do it doesn't mean you're not weird, John.
Okay,
it's very
it makes me
very
feel better.
Possible. I'm also just as weird as you.
It makes me feel better. I'm in good company.
You're protected from pickpockets?
Yeah.
You don't have to like be sitting with one ass cheek like a 2 inches higher than the other at all times.
Mm-hmm. You don't get that imprint at the end of the day?
Yeah. Not in the least.
Do you think there's a lot of like Frank's Red Hot Sauce pickpocketing happening in this world? Like if they keep it in their back pocket, do you think of it? It seems like easy pickings, actually.
If Frank's Red Hot is any kind of commodity in this world, it could be so ubiquitous that it's worth nothing, right? It's just it's like carrying a bottle of water around with you. No one would steal a personal bottle of water. And no one would steal Frank's Red Hot. In homes, there are three faucets in the sink in this world. Cold hot and red hot.
Ooh. It just like flows like water. This is the this is the health department has gone above and beyond the Call of Duty with water to make this happen.
It's got to be a whole other piping system. You just can't have water and Red Hot in the same, unless every home has some sort of like hot sauce osmosis filter that all of your Red Hot / water slurry that is delivered to your house is run through just to separate it before it gets to your faucets, which, I mean, it's possible, right? It's possible.
Yeah. I'm just the idea of like a Frank's Red Hot Sauce faucet is terrifying to me, because like just like you don't do you like is it the same type of style in everyone's home? Does everyone know where the hot sauce faucet is so they don't accidentally wash their hands in it?
I mean,
like you go to like mind, I go to your house and I'm like, and I'm going, it's like, oh, like, and like you step out to the other room and it's like, oh, hold on, like, you know, like we're gonna go eat or something, I'll go wash my hands, but I accidentally find the hot sauce faucet.
Okay, so in the three faucet world, there's, you know, right, left, and center.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay. What? Because in my experience, they're kind of always on the same side, right? You never, like, the cold and hot are always on the same side for water.
Okay.
If you, on the count of three, we'll go 1, 2, 3, and then we'll say it. Where, just I want you to close your eyes. All right, okay. John, close your eyes. You're in. Not this man's home, because we know he's some kind of an iconoclast, and he nothing means anything to him. But just the person that's sitting next to the dog, you're in that apartment. You see it for a bit. You walk into her kitchen.
Okay.
You got your eyes closed? Okay. Yep. On the left,
I'm imagining.
There's a refrigerator. There's various foods that go well with hot sauce in it.
Excellent. Good.
Okay, there's a kitchen table. There's a hot sauce runner on the kitchen table.
What brand hot sauce is it?
It's Frank's.
Okay,
it's Frank's,
good.
There is no other hot sauce in this world. It's just Frank's.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah, other hot sauce is death. Got it.
Yeah, yeah. People have tried. They have been exterminated with efficiency.
Communists.
Yeah, look how aggressive people are to someone that just chooses sometimes to not immediately cover their food in hot sauce.
Oh, it's vicious.
Yeah. So you think you're going to come up with a different hot sauce brand? I don't think so.
No, not against the state.
Okay, so you're back. You're back in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. All right, you take a step forward. There's the kitchen sink. All right, there are three faucets, right, middle, and left. All right, you're imagining it. You reach out and turn on the hot sauce faucet. On the count of three, we're gonna say it at the same time, which faucet.
Are we saying your 1, 2, or 3? One,
right, center, and left.
Okay.
All right. 1, 2, 3. Left.
Center. Left.
Left.
Left. Like you okay, I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to separate the hot sauce from the other two, like on there, so you have like your hot sauce and then your water on there.
I mean, that's not my rationale. My rationale is it progresses in the name of how hot, not necessarily in the temperature, but at least the name of the temperature, because right, it's cold. Middle is hot. Left is red hot.
Okay.
All right. Explain to me middle. What is this middle?
I was thinking that if you have to have Frank's red hot sauce on everything, maybe you want to adjust it. Maybe you want to like different temperatures of it. Like you know how like sometimes you mix the cold and hot together and you kind of get this like either tepid or just a little bit hot. Maybe you want to have like a little bit extra watery hot sauce on there. And like then you turn on the hot and then you turn on the hot sauce to faucet and you combine it together.
I mean, I get it. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
And I get some watery hot sauce to put on your like cereal or something.
Maybe you're making a very, very bad stew. You need a lot of that. It's like, let's put a bunch of hot sauce in there. It's coming from plumbing anyway. It's on my water bill.
It is. Yeah, it is on your water bill for sure. In this world, you have big water, red hot tanks on every high location nearby.
Yeah. Also, the sink that we were describing, I was imagining it with like where it had like the little little sprayer handle with it too. So you could turn on the sprayer handle and you just got like a hot sauce spray coming out.
Does the sprayer do water at all, or is it always hot sauce?
It can do water, but it just always smells of hot sauce.
It just smells like hot sauce.
You just mainly use it for hot sauce.
The plant in the windowsill is fucked. I have no idea why.
I just plant's not growing. I hope it's okay. But I've been watering it every day.
Do plants like hot sauce? I don't even know. I can't even speak to whether a plant would be okay with hot sauce or not.
I don't know. Can Bing Deep Search tell us that?
Do plants like hot sauce?
Yes.
I'm going to say no. I feel comfortable saying that plants don't. Like, I have no proof of this, and I'm willing to be proven wrong, as in all things. I feel like plants wouldn't like red hot very much.
Yeah, maybe in that form. I mean, peppers are kind of like a deterrent for animals eating the plant in a lot of cases. So, like rabbits will eat the peppers in there. It's like, oh, God, I don't want to eat that. Never mind.
Yeah, I mean, there is that, but then there's more than pepper in a hot sauce, right? There's vinegar. And I think that's where I'm unsure if a plant would like vinegar or not. Although,
that's
it's possible that would. It'd probably just be fine, I guess. Should we start? Do you have like a prized plant that you could water with vinegar for the week and let us know next week if it's fine?
Are we going back to like old the sixth grade science experiment style? Just yes. Hypothesis. Yeah.
I'll need a poster made with a dead plant next to some hot sauce.
I'm gonna get like the little trifold one where it's like it's written out in Sharpie. Do plants love hot sauce? ? It's gonna have like three different things, like kind of like taped together really hastily, by the way, and then like the plant just clearly overloaded with hot sauce as the experimental as a scientific subject.
Yep. You get honorable mention, John. Come on, Frank it up. Oh, I got a tap. I can't watch this anymore.
Oh,
this commercial was very short when we got into it.
Yeah, it's the weird, like, very plain dystopian future of hot sauce. Only one hot sauce type allowed. Not do you go to like the hot sauce shack at your tourism spot and they just have nothing but Frank's Red Hot sauce?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you can get Frank's in big, medium, or small.
Yeah.
Actually, I have a bottle of Frank's that has turned, I would say, fairly brown at this point. Because I don't put that shit on everything. I put that shit on some things.
Okay.
But I guess it's oxidized or gone bad. But I'm under the impression that like hot sauce can't get bad, like poisonous or something like that, because there's too much like pepper and vinegar in it, and it just nothing would grow in there. But it does turn brown at some point, and I'm wondering if I should keep eating it. Would you eat a brown red hot sauce?
I probably would. I'll probably keep on trucking.
I've been eating it. I'm not gonna pretend like I'm not.
Does it taste like hot sauce?
Yeah, it tastes like fucking hot sauce. It's just brown.
Yeah, you're probably good.
Yeah.
It works for like Firehouse Sub. Firehouse Subs has that hot sauce bar. And before the pandemic, especially, that hot sauce bar was there were new kind of diseases being born on that thing.
I'm not 100%. That's not where COVID came from.
No, but like not a potential. They took it away during COVID. And it's only recently they've been – like, I did see the hot sauce bar return, but it is a shade of its past self, for sure.
Yeah.
It's got, like, yeah, one hot sauce on there. No.
Yeah, they were sort of, like, promoting it coming back there for a little bit. Like, the hot sauce bar coming soon! Well, when, yeah. Firehouse, when?
Yeah. But it, like, they had various shapes of, like shades of, like, brown or, like, kind of almost black in some cases. Like,
I mean, if that's the color that it comes out when it's made, that's one thing. But when you buy Red Hot, it's red.
Mm-hmm.
But if you keep Red Hot, it turns brown.
Yeah, and Frank's brown hot is not exactly. Nope. No, that's nope. Not. Doesn't work.
Nope, that is not the name they wanted. Folks, thanks so much for tuning in. This has been an episode of Video Death Loop. It sure has. we did it, and I hope you like it, and you can subscribe on any podcast platform where you find us. We're all over the place. All over the place, I say. Mm-hmm. You can follow us on Blue Sky at a URL that you'll find if you Bing it, I'm sure.
Yeah, Video Deathloop at bsky.social at the moment. You can do like custom domains on there and stuff. And I thought about doing that, but then I realized it would be like Video Deathloop at videodeathloop.com. And that's very funny, but I don't think that's easy on the
Video
socials.
Deathloop at brown hot, hot brown. Brown hot? Brown hot.
That's an onion website. That is a Tor browser site.
Brown hot dot onion. Brown hot dot onion it's miserable. Folks, you can send us an email, questions at videodeathloop.com. Come back next week. John Hurst will be your host. I believe it will be our last show of the season before we take our traditional holiday break. So you want to catch that. Will John pick something Christmassy? Will he pick something the opposite of that? I don't know. Will we be boil blooded next week? We could be.
It's up to me. That's a lot to put on me, but I'll do my best.
You're closing this down. Like as someone that's a co-host, I can't believe you can do it. But next week as a host, I think you'll be able to. And folks, we hope you have a good week. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.